I'm Helen Jacobs, and I'm on a mission to reconnect you with your true self so you have a soul-aligned, purpose-fueled life. On the Guided Collective podcast, we explore higher and inner guidance that reconnects us to our unique soul gifts, our path, and purpose. Subscribe now so you never miss another episode. Welcome back to the podcast and another energy forecast. Now, if you're listening in real time, as this goes live out on the air, we are experiencing some energy here of rest and relax. But if you stumbled upon this episode at some other time, please know that this is the message you need to hear right now, and you have intuitively found this episode. Now, the rest and relax card, I think, is a welcome reprieve. This energy of rest and relax really reminds us to balance. Now, that could be balancing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. It may be that we just need to allow ourselves to catch up with perhaps the month or the year, or even the last couple of years. It can also be a reminder for us to bring balance and restoration into each of our days, our weeks, our months, where perhaps this is a time we need to find new rhythms, new practices, and new ways of allowing a season of rest. It is an exhale. It is the release that perhaps some of us have been waiting for. Now, we're really only talking about a week. This is a forecast for 1 week, and yet it does feel like it's bringing with it a lot of oomph, a lot of, if we use the energy wisely, a lot of change. And so it's not like we just get 1 week to rest and then we're back to it. Instead, there's a reminder here of what we have learnt in recent years about the way our lives run, what kind of moment of reprieve do we need. Now, it's not necessarily about isolation, but there is a feeling here of being comfortable in being alone. Now, more broadly, we're experiencing an epidemic of loneliness, and in part, Spirit says we aren't comfortable with our own company. And so when we learn to rest and relax, we are also giving ourselves permission to spend time with ourselves. There is a shift in energy coming. Now, in the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about patience, about laying foundations, putting things in place, and the outer world may not have been moving too quickly. Perhaps it's felt like there hasn't been traction just yet. We've got a hint of it. There are some new beginnings on the horizon. And now we've got the rest and relax card, which actually does remind us that we are part of nature, just like every other living being. We need these moments of rest. We are designed to sleep. And this makes me think of when my children were very young and realizing how much was happening for them when they slept. I imagine it's the same for adults, and there's something that we can take from this metaphor and apply for ourselves. But for children in particular, they're growing and integrating all of the things that they've learned. And I believe that to be true for us too. So even though this card isn't specifically about sleep, I do invite you to think about all the other ways that rest and relaxation may apply. It's really important to understand that this is an active rest and an active relaxation. There is a difference between passive rest and active rest. And so what do I mean by that? Well, passive rest could be being horizontal on the couch, watching Netflix and eating chocolate. And don't get me wrong, I believe there is a time and a place for that. However, the kind of rest and relaxation that this card is talking about is by really nourishing our spirit and our soul. So what are the activities, the activities that help us to feel nourished at the spirit and soul level? Well, perhaps it's being in nature, going for a walk, playing with our kids or our pets. Anything creative is a marvelous way to rest and relax. And when we create, we have this beautiful life force energy moving through us that actually restores us while we create. So while you're considering this week, what you may need in terms of rest and relaxation, it's important to consider what is a passive or active form of rest and relaxation. Linked with this idea is our ability to really listen to what our body needs and what our body is trying to tell us. Now, we all know when our body is tired, but do we listen? Do we go to bed earlier? Do we take some things off our plate? Do we ask for help in order to do that? Now, a little bit of tough love here from Spirit, but they say if we're not willing to listen to the bare necessities our body asks of us, why would we listen when it's giving us all the other guidance? We have to cultivate a relationship with our bodies, our intuition, and all of the sensations and emotions, all of the things that are happening in our body, and all of the data that our body is giving to us. If we're not willing to act on that, then what does that tell us about our relationship with ourselves? So, this is the kind of energy and the kind of message that is at play here. Now, I always like to include the affirmation that comes with the oracle card inside the Little Sage Oracle Card deck. And the affirmation for the Rest and Relax card is this: I take time to rest and relax, preparing me for the next growth spurt. And for me, the emphasis is on the next growth spurt. If we think about nature and that cycle, the idea that rest is part of that cycle, then it is not only allowing us to integrate all we've learned and to allow our system to recover, but it also refuels us and prepares us for the next growth spurt. And there is one coming. There is a sense that as we start to move into September, and of course I haven't shared that forecast with you just yet, but I will when the dates change. But as we're moving into September, we're going to need to trust that there are these new beginnings coming. It's okay to take a beat this week, particularly with the energy that is here. Regroup, rethink, reconsider. These are often words that I associate with Mercury retrograde, and perhaps Mercury will still be doing his thing when this goes to air. I haven't checked it at the time of recording. But the same idea applies here anyway. Technically, there is an R and an E in rest and relax. So take a beat, inhale, exhale, and then go on. Now, there are a few things in terms of supports that I have already mentioned, but I do want to reiterate them here. While you're working with the energy this week, remember it is off the back of the patience message and the base chakra and laying foundations. So it's okay if things still aren't moving in your outer world at a speed that your mind desires, but it's okay. And we can consider what we do while we wait. And of course, we can rest and relax. So naturally, take time to rest and relax this week. It could be walking, intuitive movement, dancing, anything fun. It could be playing, painting, anything creative, gentle, restful. The clairvoyant image I have is a beautiful long trestle table with plenty of good company and good food and good drinks, and there's music playing and the sun is bright. It's just whiling away an afternoon in sheer delight and pleasure. That is the essence of this card. Really think about what you could put into your calendar this week. Could you get more sleep? Could you put in a long lunch? But equally, think about what you may need to clear your calendar of, anything that's going to overtax you. And remember to listen to your body. Now, you may find that your personal energy requirements, your personal energy is very different. Of course, we all are going to have a different personal experience of this. So please listen to your body. Please know that what you do this week to help refuel and recharge is going to serve you very well over the coming weeks and months. And really, it's just 1 week. So enjoy the week ahead. And I hope you have a marvelous time resting and relaxing. Want more? Visit helenjacobs.co for my books, tools, courses, and events, or to work privately with me for your own personalized guidance.